USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Georgia Governor Brian Kemp signed a bill Friday that critics say restricts ballot access. The law adds new ID requirements for absentee ballots and gives state officials the power to take over local election operations if problems are reported. President Biden called the law atrocious on Friday and said that it targeted black Georgians. But Governor Kemp says that the bill is meant to ensure integrity in the state's elections. He tells Fox News that the law actually expands ballot access.
It's further securing the absentee ballot process by simply adding a photo ID requirement or number from your ID that will actually speed up the absentee balloting by mail process, which was very slow after this last election. Take the arbitrary part of that away. So really it's an election integrity bill, but also expands access. So it's kind of ironic that the president would be against that.
This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
A former Trump administration official has some criticism for President Biden's approach to illegal immigration. Mike Fortier reports from the USA Radio News Florida Bureau.
Chad Wolf was acting Homeland Security Secretary under President Trump. Wolf on Fox News Friday sharing his assessment of what the Biden administration calls a challenging situation on the border.
It is a crisis that is extremely impacting the men and women of the Border Patrol and the department.
He calls the decision to roll back some Trump policies the worst the DHS and Customs and Border Patrol has faced in their 18-year history. He also says President Biden is sending the wrong message to human smugglers.
What they are seeing today, really from January 20th on, is that all of the individuals that they smuggle across that border remain here in the U.S. and are released one way or another. Very few, mostly single adults, are returned back to Mexico. And so they know that, and they're advertising that.
Wolf adds border and immigration enforcement has been turned on its head. From the USA Radio News Florida Bureau, I'm Mike Fortier.
And this is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Crews continue to work to free a ship stuck in the Suez Canal that's interrupting global shipping. Wendy King has more from the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau.
The Suez Canal is still blocked by the 224,000-ton cargo ship Ever Given. This is straining global supply chains, as the canal is one of the busiest waterways in the world. As the traffic jam grows, it stresses out an already strained supply chain amid a pandemic-driven import surge. After the pandemic forced factories to close, a pickup in demand for household items stretched suppliers. The Ever Given ran aground on Tuesday during a sandstorm in the canal, which is operated by the Egyptian government. Tugboats had made little progress in a dredging effort to refloat the vessel. The backup is expected to impact the arrival of U.S. imports that fill store shelves. According to NBC, the blockage is costing nearly $400 million per hour. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And NASA says the Earth is safe from one massive asteroid, at least for the next 100 years. Astronomers say that after new observations, the 1,100-foot Apophis asteroid would miss the Earth when it flies by in 2068. The asteroid, first detected in 2004, will also pass by the planet in 2029 and 2036, but isn't expected to get close on either pass. The space rock will fly by the Earth at a distance of 20,000 miles when it visits in 8 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.